Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall.
Dimitri, live and dangerously local here on Big Willie 105.5. Thanks so much for joining us. And you can see the show, although there's really not much to see. Mostly lots of Big Willie 105.5 signage all over the place, including a new mic flag. Thank you, Johnny O. Johnny O has been great. Johnny O has been just absolutely terrific, helping out here in 1,001 different ways. And he got me this mic flag, which is great. So thank you very much, Johnny O, and thank you to all the folks here behind the scenes at Big Willie 105.5. By the way, our Facebook page is just exploding. It is just exploding. The Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, the amount of activity in the past week or so is just shot up geometrically or exponentially or some other big word that means a lot. I have no idea what I'm talking about, none whatsoever. In any event, so check that out if you would. We have a poll there right now up about Beyonce. Is she really country music? She won the country music, some country music award, and everyone said, oh, well, now she's country music. And so we asked our Big Willie 105.5 listeners if they would like to have Beyonce country music on the station. And so the polling, the results are very interesting so far. I encourage you to vote on that as well. And of course, share this everywhere that you can. I've asked listeners to respond. So far, it's been very light and very brutal. But we're going to try again because I guess I'm a masochist. Or I have faith in you. Actually, it's both. I have faith in you and I must be a masochist for having faith in you. The phone number, here's what I want. I want positive, uplifting phone calls that'll make me feel better. I've had a very, very rough week. Very hard, hard week. Professionally, personally, every which way you can imagine. More difficult than you, it was bad. In any event, my phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And if you are somebody who loves America and somebody who loves his job, call and tell me, what kind of job do you do? What kind of work do you do? And do you love it? I want to hear from Americans, people who love America, who love their work and love talking about it. Now, don't plug the specific company. This is not a thing about, well, I'm going to call and I work at the XYZ hot dog company, so I'm going to call in and say, hey, I work for the XYZ hot dog company. No, nothing like that. But if you work wherever it is that you work, you're a truck driver. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, you are somebody who is in the office or does whatever. If you love America, you love your job, give me a call. Tell me where you are at work right now. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The rules of engagement are very simple. Don't tell us your full name. No cursing, no mention of sponsors, and no monologues. Don't go on and on and on and on. Just saying, hey, look, I'm at work right now. I work at doing traffic control for brine trucks, for example. I love my job, and here's why I love my job, that kind of a thing. Or I love America, here's why. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you're a first-time caller, you're especially welcome. We've cleared the lines, and we are waiting your call because I actually want to hear from you. I actually could use some good news today, something positive, something life-affirming. Hey, Donald Trump. Donald Trump had a really interesting tweet on his Truth Social. I guess it's called a Truth. I don't know what they call it on Truth Social. But he raised this question. How much did Kamala Harris pay Bruce Springsteen for his poor performance during her campaign for president? Why did he accept that money if he is such a fan of hers? Isn't that a major and illegal campaign contribution? What about Beyonce? And how much went to Oprah and Bono? I am going to call for a major investigation into this matter. Candidates aren't allowed to pay for endorsements. which is what Camilla did under the guise of paying for entertainment. In addition, this was a very expensive and desperate effort to artificially build up her sparse crowds. It's not legal. For these unpatriotic entertainers, this was just a corrupt and unlawful way to capitalize on a broken system. Thank you for your attention to this matter, followed by 3 exclamation points. Three. Can you imagine? 3. Anyway, so there's that. Did you see Bruce Springsteen? Man, oh man, has he aged badly. Holy cow, it was painful to see. Oh, I fall over. It was really bad. And the thing with Bruce Springsteen, this is kind of interesting, especially for the fans on Big Willie 105.5. He went over to England and started trashing America. I think it was in Manchester or something. They play soccer there. They got a soccer team or two up there. So he's there. He's trashing America. He's trashing Trump. I don't know if he fell off the stage before that or after that. But you know what that reminded me of? Another act, another musical group from America who went over to, and I believe it was England, and started trashing the president back in the day. Do you remember the Dixie Chicks? I know we play some of their music on Big Willie 105.5, and I have to confess, a lot of their music's pretty good. I do like it, but I can't stand them. So a few years ago, I guess the Iraq War, they go over to England, and they're starting to trash Bush and trash America and all that. Now, no matter what you think of Bush, no matter what you think of the war, I don't think much of either one. You don't go to a foreign country and then start trashing your country, especially if you're entertainers. And that's what the Dixie Chicks did. And then when they started getting blowback, this was amazing to me, absolutely amazing. I spoke to a big consultant, a radio industry consultant about this a few years ago. And he said he would have recommended, as I would have recommended, that they just fall on their swords and say, look, we made a terrible mistake. Please forgive us. You know, we're big country music stars. We never should have said this overseas. We never should have said this, period. And let's just, you know, play good music again. But they didn't. They decided to double down on their hatred of America, their hatred of Bush and everything else. And, you know, they were not going to be playing nice, nothing like that. And their career, and they started trashing their fans. That was the other thing. They started trashing their fans. And then it was pretty much over for them. It's a shame because they were a very good group, very talented. The Natalie Maines, I think, is the lead singer. She's a great voice. Jeez, just a great voice. But that's what it reminded me of. You know, Bruce Springsteen and then the Dixie Chicks. You never would have thought to put them together in the same sentence, but, you know, here we are. And the common denominator is that not only that they hate America, but that they have to go overseas in order to tell foreigners how much they hate America. It's unbelievable to me. So Bruce Springsteen, I'm so done with him. I'm so done with so many of these people. It's just like, just get out of here. Just get out of here. All right, fine. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Again, no cursing, no mention of sponsors, no monologues. Just make it short and sweet. If you are employed, you're listening to me at work right now on Big Willie 105.5. Call and tell me about your job, how much you love it, how much you love America. I need some good positive vibes this morning. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I've got a, for those who don't know, Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and it's apparently pretty serious. I think it's stage 4. And there are different schools of thought about how aggressive it is and how likely it is that they're going to catch it in time, that sort of a thing. I'm certainly no doctor, but prostate cancer screening, crucial, very, very important. Please, guys, take care of this. Please take care of this. I was told that women don't have to worry about that because they don't have a prostate. My sources insist on that. So I guess, ladies, you don't have to deal with the prostate exam, so good for you. But for guys, by all means, please, please do that. So in listening to the coverage by this useless mainstream media regarding Joe Biden, there are people on the left who covered up for him, who did not want, I've got to take my headphones off here. They're breaking up like crazy. Let's see if I can do this. Hold on a second here. Now let's see if I can make this work. I don't even know if I can or not. Who are covering up for him and saying that, no, we should not be harsh on Joe Biden now because of his prostate cancer diagnosis. And we just need to leave him alone, let him rest or whatever. And of course, they're just covering their own asses because they're the ones who've been lying to us all these years about his real his mental state. Yeah, come to think of it, I got it right the first time. His mental state. And I've got a montage that I want to play for you now. As soon as I can get this thing put up here, just bear with me here. All right, so that's done. And just as a reminder of just how terrible all these people were about lying and about putting you down in case you started questioning his fitness for office. See here.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
He knows so long as he's denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Had trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas. There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them. Okay, you can ask African Americans.
He's older. That doesn't mean that he is unfit, and there's a lot of ageism there.
Now, this age attack, this obsession by the right.
Joe Biden may not be able to speak for himself the way that he used to.
They want to think that it is to take on government if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, and that's him lying around.
I think people should be speaking up for Joe Biden.
Americans and reporters in the media are just judging him by a physical appearance, and it's horribly unfair. Age is an asset.
He showed exactly how with it he is.
The flip side of this coin is that he has a tremendous amount of wisdom and experience.
Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
More wild speculation from a bunch of people who have probably never been in a room with Joe Biden and certainly don't have medical degrees that I'm aware of.
You don't get paid for performance to be president. You don't. The job is not a job of endurance. I don't see Donald Trump out bike riding like Joe Biden.
It's the Hillary's email. All they have is that he's old.
He can clear a dementia bar, and that's probably a win.
The media are not fair, and they're getting less and less fair, and things are frightening. You have Wall Street Journal running a horribly sourced piece saying that Biden is unfit.
Dubious Wall Street Journal report about the president's acuity.
Shoddy story by the Wall Street Journal questioning Biden's mental fitness.
Wall Street Journal story had a lot of flaws, as you said. But Sinclair, they didn't do any original reporting. They didn't follow up. They didn't do any work.
The hero of the day is Hirsch Gobert-Cohen, and still, he is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas.
But a huge part of the Mueller report talks about Russian disinformation tactics, and one of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead, and so everyone is seizing upon this, and it is a classic disinformation tactic, and I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
Do you believe this? These are the same people who are now saying we should just stop asking questions about the past 4 years and about his cognitive state and who really had the auto pen and who really gave all of the pardons and all of the stuff that we are learning now about the Biden crime family. We need to put that aside because we need to respect the fact that he now has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I have to wonder, I'm certainly no doctor, but I have to wonder if maybe they were covering that up as well. That he probably had it for a long, long time and didn't want to do anything until now. I don't know. But did it pop up just like that? Or was this yet another cover-up regarding his health?